The latest annual state-by-state survey of how healthy Americans are finds there has been little improvement over the past year. The 2008 America's Health Rankings, conducted for the past 19 years by a consortium of the nation's private health service companies, also shows the U.S. falling behind 27 other countries in the quality and availability of health care. The overall health of Americans hasn't improved much for the past 4 years, in fact, according to this year's edition of America's Health Rankings. Dr. Manuel Selva is medical advisor with the United Health Foundation, the nonprofit research group that conducts the rankings for a healthcare industry consortium. Dr. Selva cites three key reasons why America's overall health rankings aren't budging.
20% of our population still smoke, and over 400,000 lives are lost each year due to smoking. Second is obesity. We've doubled the number of obese persons in this country in the last generation. And the third most important reason is the fact that 46 million Americans, almost 16% of our population, are without health care insurance.
The rankings analyze 22 different measures for assessing the nation's health using a combination of health determinants such as lifestyle and availability of medical services and health outcomes such as disease trends and death rates. Based on these measures, Dr. Selva says, the state-by-state rankings show Vermont in America's Northeast as the healthiest state for the second year in a row.
Vermont has maintained its number one position because it continues to do things that help mold people's behavior. And what I'm referring to in particular is that since last year, the prevalence of smoking in Vermont has gone down by over 17%. So they are attempting to improve the health care of their citizens year after year.
Vermont was ranked 16th when the first edition of America's Health Ranking was released almost two decades ago. Over the past 8 years, Dr. Selva says, Vermont has lowered the percentage of its children living in poverty, increased access to primary medical care for residents, and improved immunization coverage. The Pacific Island state of Hawaii climbed from its number 3 ranking in 2007 to second this year, followed by New Hampshire, Minnesota, and Utah. At the bottom of the rankings, Dr. Selva notes, is the southern Gulf state of Louisiana, still struggling to recover from the physical and economic ravages of 2005's Hurricane Katrina. Louisiana displaced Mississippi this year as the unhealthiest state in the country.
The percentage of children in poverty has gone up. They have a high rate of uninsured. And also because of Katrina, there was a number of physicians that left the state and had not come back. However, though, there are positive signs. The most positive, and this is, you know, referring to the community and the government of Louisiana, is the fact that the per capita public health spending has increased 37%. In the past year, the access to primary care has improved by 5%. So the picture in Louisiana is not all that bleak.
America's health rankings also compares the United States to other industrialized countries. Dr. Selva finds these rankings especially troubling.
We, as a country, are spending over $2 trillion a year. And despite that spending, which is more than any other country in the world, we still lag very much behind our industrialized partners. For instance, there's 27 other countries that exceed the United States in terms of healthy life expectancy. In terms of child's health, we are second to the last among 21 developed nations.
One of the collaborators on the annual health report has been the American Public Health Association. That group's spokesman, Dr. George Benjamin, says he's concerned about this year's America's health rankings.
This flattening of our improvement has occurred in a time in which our nation was fairly prosperous. We're very concerned that these health outcomes may dramatically get worse because of the economic downturn.
Dr. Benjamin says he's hopeful that changes in the American political landscape, a new president in the White House and a newly constituted U.S. Congress, could lead to improvements in the nation's health care.
We're very excited about the new administration. We've seen great promise in the kinds of things the new administration wants to focus on. They want to focus on covering the uninsured. They want to focus on addressing chronic diseases like the obesity epidemic. They've shown an interest in trying to be more assertive on smoking and certainly investing in our public health system. And we think those are very, very important parameters to try to turn these statistics around.
Both Dr. Benjamin and Dr. Selva say they hope America's Health Rankings 2008 will generate more public debate about the healthcare challenges in America and spark new efforts by individuals, public health professionals, and policymakers to make all Americans healthier. In Washington, I'm Rob Sivak.